Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. We just barely got plugged in time here. It is Thursday, November 18th, 2010. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. And our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I presume that there is somebody inside the control room that's going to be answering the phones. And we just got all kinds of oodles and oodles and stuff to talk about. The first news, and this is major, it's not getting any coverage, is basically that the House Resolution 3808 did, in fact, go up for an attempt on the override of Obama's veto, and it failed. So the bill is not law. This is the bill that would have allowed anybody with a notary seal and a willingness to lie to concoct documents regarding ownership of title and note for a house and anywhere in the country. And the courts would have been required to presume it, to give it the presumption of honesty and accuracy and legitimacy. So, you know, it was basically, it's a license to plunder your homes. And Barack Obama vetoed it ahead of the election, made a big political deal about it. And then as soon as the election was over, they started talking about an override of the veto. Now, interestingly enough, obviously, the GOP all voted to override the veto. They want this thing to go forward. Remember, all of Congress are invested in these mortgage-backed securities. They're invested in the banks and the mortgage companies and the investment houses that are all caught up in this thing. It's their own money on the line. But surprisingly, the Democrats voted against the override on the veto. Obama may have actually hoisted on his own petard, because yesterday, if you will remember, they were making this big deal about how this wasn't about a license to steal homes. This was about separation of powers and reminding the Congress that the president has the rule of law on his side, blah, 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 blah. And apparently a lot of the Democrats said, yes, we've got to protect our president from the ravages of the incoming GOP Congress. And so they basically voted against the override. So I know it's a complicated issue. But the short version is, the law that would have allowed the banks and mortgage companies to take your home merely with notarized documents, without having to prove that they had the note and the title, has been defeated. And it's going to make it a lot easier for people to fight fraudulent foreclosures. Obviously, my state of Ohio notary seal is no longer of any use. I was going to foreclose on the White House with it. Now with H.R. 3808 dead, this thing is kind of useless, so I'll probably put it back out on eBay and auction the thing off. So, anyway, moving right along, I think probably the big news today continues to be the backlash against the TSA, and really, if you think about it, it is, in fact, a backlash against the entire government. The TSA has come to represent the attitude of the U.S. government toward the American people. And so do not get fooled into thinking that the anger and outrage is exclusively reserved to TSA or exclusively reserved to the fondling and groping and x-rays. The anger that is surfacing is anger at the entire government. The TSA was just made the focus for reasons that we're going to discuss when we come on back here. So basically what we said earlier in the week has already happened today. There was fisticuffs. At the Indianapolis airport, a TSA worker got punched out. The man who hit him has been arrested, but he's going to be an American hero because he stood up to defend the honor of himself and his family against this groping and prodding and fondling by these rejects from the seminary. And so, we're going to put up a page about him with his picture and ribbons and decorations and stuff because, you know, he's a hero. This is that spark that's starting the whole situation. We are understanding now that the airport that serves Disney World is choosing to opt out of TSA. They're telling them, take your scanners, take your perverts, take your rubber gloves, and get out of here. We are opting out. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite. After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus. Rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the TSA Gropathon that's been going on out there, the so-called friendly skies, and it seems like the TSA's only solution. And remember, according to that caller to the show, you have to flunk an IQ test to be working for the TSA right now. Their attitude is apparently that if they just ramp up the abuse, they'll reach a point where the American people will stop whining and complaining about having their DNA damaged and go back to being complacent little sheep. Well, I don't think that's going to happen for the reason I said during the show opening. The anger that is on display at the airport security checkouts is not anger at the security or those rejects from the seminary with the rubber gloves who are putting their hands down the front of our pants. That's certainly angering in and of itself. But what it is the American people are holding a lot of rage from the last 15 years as they watched greed and corruption destroy the greatest nation on earth. They're angry. They're looking for something that will they can put that anger onto that is safe, or at least within reach. And that's really the bottom line. The TSA throats are right there within arm's reach. If they're putting their hands on your body, then you are within range of putting your hands on their bodies. And that, of course, is what happened earlier today at the Indianapolis airport. And I am hearing that it's happened a lot of other places as well that are not getting news reports. They're reporting this one in Indianapolis. A lot of people saw it. They figured it was being twittered all over the place. And they arrest a guy. They're going to make an example of him. We're allowed to grope and fondle you. We're allowed to touch your genitals. with gloves that have touched the genitals of 40 or 50 people before you, some of whom probably have AIDS and herpes, and it's, you know, it's a small price to pay to be safe from Osama bin Voldemort. And, you know, it's out of credit. We're getting another report, Corpus Christi's. You know, a woman did not want to go through the backscatter machines because they're a health hazard. Got taken to a private room, strip searched, groped and fondled, put her down to tears. This is the, and she's basically saying she is never, ever going to fly again. This is the same airport where they made this woman bare her breasts in public and then made fun of her. And she's never going to fly again. Now, everybody's talking about a no-travel day on the 24th, which happens to be Thanksgiving. I don't know that anybody would be traveling all that much anyway. I at this point, yeah, if you can find a way to avoid the airports, do it. My two younger brothers are doing it. Stay away from the airports. My wife and I, unfortunately, we have to go to the Big Island next month. We are dreading it. We have been looking any way that we could go from this little rock to the next rock over without having to go through all of this security stuff. We're not terrorists. We're irritating, but we're not terrorists. She's a choral composer. She writes church music. She's the church music lady, and we can't get her to hear the world premiere of one of her works without her being fondled and groped by all these, you know, these perverts. That's a very, very frustrating situation here. You know, we talked to the local charter airlines. They're required by law now to go through the travel security. So even if you hire a private airplane, they still march you through the security gate before you can get on the private airplane to go there. The only way you can evade getting this treatment is if you're a government official, or you're on one of these pre-screen programs where the government will give you a pass saying that you don't have to go through these gates. Which basically means the people out there screaming about how necessary this is, they don't have to go through it. And the ones who are out there screaming about, oh, it's just a love pat and all the rest of this stuff, I want to see their financial statements. We've already confirmed Michael Chertoff, the guy who inflicted all of this misery on American travelers, destroyed tourism in the entire country. He's making money hand over fist over all of this stuff. And so I want to find everybody in Congress who's standing up and saying that this is no big deal and we should go along with it. I want to find out if their personal money is invested in these security companies. Because they haven't caught a terrorist. Not one. In the years since 9/11, there has not even been a terrorist caught by TSA inside the United States. We have the crotch bomber. We have the crotch bomber. And remember him. Witnesses reported that he was walked around. Remember, they have the naked scanners at Amsterdam's airport. Witnesses said the crotch bomber was walked around security, did not go through the scanner, did not get fondled, did not get groped, was put on the airplane without a passport. Now, the FBI tried to deny it and deny it, saying, oh, no, he was all alone, Forget all those witnesses to the contrary. They were drunk, or they're working for Osama, or they're space aliens in disguise, or whatever it is the FBI says when they don't want you to pay attention to somebody who's trying to tell you what's really going on. Now, the FBI was eventually for, and here's the interesting thing. There were cameras at the security gate. And the people, the witnesses who said this guy was walked around security and put on the plane said, play the videotapes. The FBI said, the video was destroyed. Terrible accident. The equipment was old and malfunctioning. We need to buy new equipment. No videotape available. A couple of months later, because of all the witnesses who came forward and said, look, we saw this guy. We saw the man in the really nice suit claiming to be an official of some kind, and apparently the people at the security gate recognized him as an official because they said, okay, we'll walk the guy through around, and they let him through. And so the bottom line, I mean, the FBI was finally forced to admit that, yeah, there was this nice-looking guy who got, you know, our crotch bomber on the airplane. The official story is, however, he must have been a terrorist and he was there to make sure the crotch bomber didn't get cold feet. Which is nonsense because the crotch bomber could get on the airplane and still decide not to set off his underwear. I mean, the whole thing was a joke from beginning to end, and yet this is the excuse to sell us these machines. You know what they cost? $170,000 a piece. $170,000 apiece. These little machines that strip you naked for the TSA cost as much as a house. And they've got 10, 20, 30 in every single airport, in every one of the thousands of airports in the United States and around the world. This is a moneymaker. Look how much money they're making on these things. And your DNA is a small price to pay, you know, for Chertoff and his buddies to be just getting tons and tons of money. But it's a hoax. Now, Florida Congressman John Mica, who co-authored the bill that created the TSA, he's come out and said he is really sorry he did it. He regrets it. Biggest mistake he's ever made. Because it's created this tyranny inside the United States, violation of the Fourth Amendment. Meanwhile, we're hearing more and more prosecutors are standing up and saying, look, if you touch them sexually, you are going to jail for 3 years. This is going to lead to a crisis between federal versus state jurisdiction. And the feds are going to come in and say, you know, this is our situation to take care of, just like it's the borders and stuff. And they'll do the same thing they did in Arizona. They'll tell Arizona, you're not allowed to patrol the borders and protect them. That's our job. Then they'll simply refuse to do it. Same thing will be here. I guarantee you they're going to come in and say, we will take care of the sexual harassment by the TSA. And then they'll do a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, and tell the TSA, you just go for the goodies all you want here, you know. We know you were heartbroken after they kicked you out of the Catholic Church, so you just go fondle all the little kitties you want in the lines. And they did, that three-year-old girl here a few days ago. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Tim in New Mexico, aloha. Tim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I just wanted to, in addition to all this TSA thing, there's a little, looks like there might be a subtle poison pill in here with that opt-out, like, because basically you opt out, you still have to do the TSA regs, but you're bringing in private security companies, five approved, of which I suspect, number one is one of the Israeli company that was 9/11 crotch bomber.
ICTS.
Huh?
ICTS.
ICTS, yeah, there would be probably on the approved list, I'm not sure, but anyway, you're bringing in private companies to replace TSA, working under TSA regulations while the same security consultants now get the GNA off of the security employees, you know, collecting profits, cost plus fixed fees. So is there a little bit of a...
No, I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. The airport in question at Orlando is the gateway to Walt Disney World and all those other amusement parks in the area, and those corporations looked at that Reuters poll where 97% of the respondents said, we're going to go without flying. We're going to change our travel plans so we don't have to fly. And for this mecca of amusement parks built in the middle of the swamps of Florida, where they're really air travel is how the people get there. You don't drive down there. You don't sail there. It's land bound. And they're looking at dropping numbers at the gates. I mean, Disney's barely holding itself out of bankruptcy as it is. And so what they're going to do, yes, they're going to get a private company in there. They're going to get a company. They're going to do everything they can to look like they're following the TSA rules and regulations. But they're going to try and make it as friendly for the passengers as possible. Because if they don't, okay, all these amusement parks are going to go out of business. The airport will go out of business. Florida's tax base will go out of business. The bottom line here is TSA has destroyed tourism all across America. We are seeing it here in Hawaii. And finally, we've got an airport administration that says, look, we've got to play by the rules, but we've got to do it in a way that we're not intentionally pissing off the very people whose tourism dollars are holding up the entire structure. And so I don't think it's a poison pill, and I don't think they're going to hire ICTS, because ICTS has a terrible track record. They let the crotch bomber onto the airplane. They let the shoe bomber onto the airplane. They were in charge of security at every one of the gates. We are told the 9/11 terrorists boarded their airplanes. With a batting average like that, who in heaven would ever want to hire these losers? It's failure after failure after failure after failure after failure. I don't know why they're on the TSA approved list with a track record like that. I certainly would never, ever hire them to handle security for my outhouse. They're not even qualified to do that.
Yeah, well, I can give you one good reason. They're on the TSA list, the country of origin. But
well, I think the TSA going to fall down, go boom. We've got the author of the original bill saying he's sorry he ever wrote it. Thanks a lot, Tim. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Lee in Georgia after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. We've got Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, brother.
You know, aloha, brother.
I'm glad to hear that people are starting to step up on this TSA thing. My only question is, well, actually two questions. First of all, why did it take this long for the American people to finally say enough is enough? And question number two, these people responsible for that 14-day-old baby being held with its mother and the nurse in a customs room until the point where that baby died when they knew that baby was being flown in for emergency heart surgery, are these people going to hang? Because they deserve the death penalty.
Well, yeah. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, it's not going to happen under this government, but, you know, after the collapse of the U.S. government, probably a lot of wrongs are going to be righted one way or the other. And I'm not advocating vigilantism, of course, but there are a lot of angry people out there. And like I said, right now, the TSA has become the focus for that anger. I don't think the TSA understands fully the reason they are running into such rage and opposition. But we're starting to hear more and more attacks on the TSA. People are willing to go to jail to keep these perverts from groping our wives and daughters and children. And I got to tell you, somebody who's getting a real backlash, and it's not deserved, but that reporter whose 3-year-old daughter, you know, the guy videotaped the daughter being molested by a TSA screener, and the child is screaming and crying, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me. Okay?
Exactly.
And then the next day, I mean, the video goes viral, then the next day it's pulled off of YouTube because supposedly the TV station where the father works declares it's their property and their copyright, and copyright violation, it's immediately yanked from the air. And by the way, if anybody saved a copy of that tape, send it in, please. I want to make sure that that's saved and archived for the future.
Got a copy of it. I downloaded it to my hard drive yesterday. I'll send it to you.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that.
And then, one other thing.
No, I'm not done. Give me a second here. I want to finish. This reporter, Steve, I think his name is, gets on the air and tries to make light and say it's no big deal. And everybody's like calling the TV station and emailing him and saying, what kind of a man are you that you're going to let a stranger do that to your own 3-year-old kid? But I want to point out, if you look at his broadcast, and especially turn the sound down and look at his body language and his face, he was threatened. Probably with the loss of his job, but he was threatened to say, you will go on the air and say this is no big deal, because there's money involved. This is a multi-billion dollar aspect of the security industrial complex, and you will not question being groped and fondled by the TSA to guard against terror any more than you would have been allowed to question the wisdom of a huge nuclear arsenal, you know, as a guard against the commies. So, I agree. This man should have shown more moral spine to protect his family. But on the other hand, he was clearly coerced into going on the news broadcast and saying, well, yeah, it's okay. We got to protect against Osama bin Goldstein or whatever the heck his name is. So, it's kind of a gray area. All right, your turn. What else did you want to say?
I'd like to see the video of that guy trying to make that kind of claim, too. I'd like to see that video. But the gentleman who got arrested for punching out the TSA agent, do you know if he has a legal fund for people to donate? Because I think I'd be willing to donate to that fund if he's got one up, if you know anything about it.
Absolutely, I would donate to that one, and also to the guy who videotaped the TSA and said, if you touch my junk, I'll have you arrested. Now the TSA is threatening to sue him for $10,000. And if I find out that there are legal funds for this guy, assuming that we're not dealing with fraudsters, because every time there's one of these things, you get 80 bozos sitting up saying, I'm running the legal defense fund for whatever, and you send in your money and find out they're down in the Caymans or over in Tel Aviv laughing their rear ends off at you. I would donate to that as well.
Something like that up for him?
I am not in a position to handle that kind of a financial operation, and I'm not in contact with him. Therefore, I'm not the appropriate person. This would be something that he himself would have to do, or his lawyer would do, and I would absolutely not support any other fundraising for a legal defense fund or a bail-paying fund that was not directly connected to either of these individuals or their legal representation. Any third-party legal defense funds being set up, you got to treat with the utmost of suspicion. Fraud is rampant all over the Internet, mostly because the government doesn't want to do anything about the fraud. They're all in for a piece of the action.
Exactly. Hey, I appreciate your good work, man. Keep it up, and you got my support.
All right, well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that. Ron Paul has introduced a bill to end the TSA abuses at the gate. Of course, it's going to go absolutely nowhere. And again, we need to see the financial reports of all of these congresspeople and find out how many of them have their money invested with these companies that are making these DNA-destroying machines or providing services to the airport gates, or alternatively, how many of them received campaign donations from the Chertoff Group and its satellite organizations and affiliations? We need to find that out. You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense that you've got... I mean, these Congress people are standing up there and saying it's okay to let total strangers grab your crotch. And I realize Congress people are used to running around the halls of Congress grabbing the crotches of the pages. You know, but if you went up to one of them and tried to grab their crotch, you'd be arrested and thrown in jail. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the TSA. We're talking about the public eruption of anger at the TSA as the visible manifestation of the tyranny and dictatorship that has taken root in what used to be the greatest nation on earth. And it's very angry and frustrating. We are beginning to see the backlash build against this authoritarian approach to looting the people to enrich the private security industrial complex contractors. We have prosecutors in California warning TSA that if they touch people sexually, they will go to jail for 3 years. Okay? And we're seeing the legislature in New Jersey is getting ready to enact legislation severely curtailing the abuses of people that TSA may do within that state here. Sanford Airport in Ontario, Florida is basically saying they're kicking the TSA out. You know, take your disease-ridden filth and get out of our airport. They're probably going to get another private contractor in there, and the message to the contractor will be simple. You are here to get the passengers through the airport with the least amount of stress and fuss because these are all tourists, and if we go on annoying them, they will take their tourism dollars and go someplace else, or they'll stay at home. And the entire tourism industry, which is basically the entire center part of Florida, is going to collapse, as it is already here in Hawaii. Now, as I said earlier in the day, we've had another incident of a man defending the honor of himself and his family punching out one of the TSA perverts in Indianapolis. And I think this is a good thing. I don't want to advocate violence, but, you know, if somebody grabs my wife like that, yeah, they're going to the hospital. You know, we're talking about all these prosecutors saying we're going to grab these perverts and we're going to put them in jail. Yeah, if the passengers haven't beat them to death before the cops get there. I mean, that's the degree of anger that I'm seeing in the emails. Now, with that in mind, I want to talk about, I've gotten quite a few emails and one phone call earlier today wondering if the government was using the TSA to push us to the point where we're going to start rebelling and fighting back, in order that they can stage some kind of a phony terror attack where somebody walks into an airport security gate wearing a What Really Happened t-shirt, machine guns the TSA workers, and the government now has a reason and justification to take the guns away from all of Americans. It's a little extreme, but on the other hand, the government's getting desperate. Would the government plan something like that? Yeah. Go back and Google Operation Garden Plot and Operation Cable Splice, and you will see that the U.S. does intentionally trigger riots in order to push through very draconian political agendas. In the case of the ones I just mentioned, the nationalization or the federalization of the National Guard. Most people don't understand. The National Guard is supposed to be the army of the state. It's supposed to be the military force answerable to the governor. But because of the massive riots in Los Angeles during the aftermath of the Rodney King trial, where the cops were given a complete free pass for clubbing this guy to death on video, the National Guard was federalized. It's no longer directly under the control of the state government. It's available to the state government as long as the national government, the federal government, approves. That was a major change in the power of the states versus the federal government, and it got past most people without being noticed. So, let us hypothetically say that maybe somebody in the government is saying, you know, if we get the TSA to just abuse people to the point where they finally start up and fight back, then we've got an excuse to send in the tanks and the tear gas and the machine guns, and we'll just beat the crud out of them and just tell them their real place in our society. They are slaves to the Federal Reserve until they drop dead from working, hauling those pyramids up to those stones up to the top of the pyramids to our infinite glory and aggrandizement, so forth and so on. All right. Maybe there are people who think that way. I'm sure there are. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any pyramids. Okay? So, I wonder, first of all, how the TSA workers are feeling about being set up to be the targets for a staged phony terror attack. You know, you guys are walking around ready to be riddled with bullets to make a political point by the federal government. Of course, you know, the upside is you don't have to worry about an old age of cancer and leukemia from those machines. So there's a good side. That's the government's plan to take care of you from all the radiation that you're absorbing every single day. Is they're going to kill you off with a staged terror attack rather than pay for your medical bills. But I digress. I do want to point out something, though, for those government spooks who read my website. We figure there's about 60 of them based on the last poll that I ran. And listening to this show right now, and we know you're out there. You know, you are actually being paid to listen to this show and report back to your superiors. Oh, that jerk Rivero, this is what he said today. All right, well, then listen very closely to this. I know that you are all relying on the results of the Combat Arms Survey of 1994. This was a survey given to the Marines, who are legally exempt from posse comitatus. And the results of this Combat Arms Survey in 1994 was that the U.S. Marines, sufficiently brainwashed by their basic training, would follow and obey orders to fire on American citizens in order to enforce a national gun seizure. Okay, now I'm going to share a little insight with you. One of the Marines who took that Combat Arms Survey at 29 Palms, after he stopped being a Marine, he came to work for our animation company as a graphics designer. It was a very good one, too. And he's a nice guy. And he told us that he and all of the other Marines in his unit answered affirmative on those questions because they got the message from their officers, their training, their drill sergeants, that that was the answer they were supposed to give in order that the drill sergeants and training officers would prove to high command that the brainwashing was working. See, we've turned them into mindless killing machines that will shoot their own people if ordered to do so. Aren't we really good? Can I have another medal, sir? But the Marines were lying on those questionnaires, and they knew they were lying. And they knew in their heart of hearts they were not going to fire on their fellow Americans. So, if you are part of the group that is planning to trigger a revolt among the American people so that the government can justify acting really butch and manly, we're the government. We have tanks and tear gas and everything. Please keep in mind that the basis for assuming the unquestioning support of the Marines in an actual gunfight with the American people is no more based in reality than Margaret Mead's coming of age in Samoa. And it is being peddled to you by the very same government that promised you Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. In other words, if you are trying to deliberately provoke a revolution of the American people, you might be starting something you are powerless to stop. Remember what happened to Ceausescu. Now, I am not advocating violence. I think it's a terrible idea. Our tourism is already suffering enough without rapidly moving metal objects flying around killing tourists. But it does seem like this dictatorship, this tyranny, the groping of our families at the airport, the reading of our emails without warrants, the looting of our computer drives, black bad jobs, assassination. The government now thinks torturing confessions out of people is fun and a legitimate form of investigation, and that right now, as I speak, the Department of Justice is arguing before the Supreme Court that the president has a legal right to have anybody murdered that he just thinks is a threat. So if you actually have Barack Obama's original genuine birth certificate from Northeast Southwest Chester, you're a target because you're a threat. You're a threat to the nation. And they're just, you know, they're going to start running around killing people that they don't like. And I think America is angry with that. And the TSA got put out there. You know, unless you're going to grab a plane and crash into the Internal Revenue Service, you know, congressmen, they've got bulletproof limos. The president's got several bulletproof limos. You don't know which one he's in. It's the same trick that Saddam Hussein used to do. They got bulletproof glass. You know, if you go to the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. today, it used to be, back before all this 9/11 nonsense and the rise of tyranny in our country, you could walk into the Capitol building and you could go up to that visitor's gallery that overlooks the floor. And, you know, you could hold out a piece of meat and you could watch the congressman try and jump up and grab it out of your hand. And it was a lot of fun. Bottles of scotch, $20 bills, $100 bills. They jump higher for the $100 bills. And it was a lot of fun. But now they've turned the entire U.S. Congress into a giant plastic habit trail. Like if you've seen For the Hamster, you put together this construct out of balls and tubes and it's all clear plastic. And you put the hamster in there and they can run all over the place, but they're still inside this little cage. Well, that's what they've done to the public viewing galleries. You enter the Congress through this new visitor center with all these pictures and posters bragging about how wonderful the government is, and then you get to go into these little plastic Lexan hallways and booths up to where you can look at the Congress. But the two areas are kept separate. They don't trust you any longer. You can't get to anybody in the government directly anymore. You cannot reach the tyrants. They have built all these walls. You paid for them. They build all these walls to make sure that you can't get close to them. They're that afraid of you. Except for the TSA. The TSA have to touch you. They can't do it from the other side of a Lexan wall. And that's why the TSA are going to be targets. Alrighty, now, speaking of, you know, torture as a way to establish guilt in terror investigations, one of the Guantanamo detainees who was the victim of torture, and on the basis of the torture, was charged with all these terror charges. 284 charges of terror, all based on confessions extracted under torture. You know, waterboard, I blew up the Hindenburg. Waterboard, I'm Jack the Ripper. Waterboard, I tear tags off my couch cushions. 284 terror charges. Went to trial. Not guilty. Cleared of every single one of the charges. There was no evidence. And this guy was being waved around as proof and validation about why we had to have these enhanced interrogation techniques because we weren't going to catch the bad guys without them. And they finally get one to trial on the basis of these confessions extracted under torture, and it craters. Not what they had 284 terror charges. They were basically trying to just so overload him. They figured the jury will give us at least one out of the goodness of their heart and their sense of patriotic duty to the American people. The jury will convict him on just one, and that's all we need to lock him away so that he can never talk to a reporter or a human rights group ever again. Wrong. Not guilty on 284 terror charges. Now, what's really interesting is that the newspapers reported this acquittal by a U.S. federal jury as a defeat for Obama's desire to try the terror suspects in a regular constitutional civil court. No, it isn't. Because this acquittal proves why a trial by jury requiring proof of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt and the Fifth Amendment are so valuable to what makes America, America. It's a defeat only if Obama is trying to convince us all that tortured confessions are valid proof of guilt. And on that aspect, he failed, as he should have. Now, I feel very terrible for the suffering that Ahmed Khalfan Gailani, sorry about butchering your name, I feel terrible for all the suffering that he's gone through and his family who've wondered for years and years what's going on with this guy. I feel terrible for all the suffering he's been through, but he's not guilty. And he's owed an apology and reparations by the U.S. federal government out of their own pockets, not taxpayer money. Everybody who tortured him should be on trial for war crimes. President Bush, who has admitted authorizing the torture in his memoirs, needs to go to The Hague. Remember when this whole Abu Ghraib thing blew up and they said, oh, it's just some of the guards got kind of carried away. It's no big deal. And then they waterboarded Khalid Sheikh Mohammed 130 times to get him to confess to 9/11. And when that didn't work, they took his two young sons. By the way, nobody knows where they are. They are still unaccounted for. They locked his kids in dark metal boxes with biting insects and let Khalid just kind of sit there and listen to his kids screaming in the dark to get him to confess to 9/11. Well, it's not working, because the instant you get them away from the torturers, you begin to understand they're not guilty of any of the things that they confess to. I mean, our government has taken us back to the Dark Ages. This is a repeat of the downfall of the Templars. Grab them all, put them in dungeons, torture them until they admit whatever we say, and then kill them. And we all look back and understand the Templars got screwed by the Pope and Philip the Fair. There was no justice whatsoever in that methodology. So why are we dealing with a government that wants to bring us back to that same methodology? My ancestors, your ancestors, fought and died in a revolution, the War of 1812, the Civil War, and two world wars on the basis of preserving the principles of justice and the Bill of Rights, including the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Even the Magna Carta, the 12th century, said use of torture to extract confessions is meaningless. It is invalid. And we have a government that is dragging us forcefully back to the 12th century because they think torture is cool and tyranny is cool and keeping the population dumb slaves slaving away to build us mansions is cool. Well, I don't think it's cool very much. And I don't think the rest of America thinks it's cool. And I think we have reached our breaking point. I know I'm past mine. I'm absolutely past mine right now. And TSA, you know, the government has said, look, we'll go on abuse. We'll give them TSA to slap around. Because it's not like we know any of those people. we hire them off the street. They have to flunk an IQ test to get a job at the airport. Because if they had any brains, they would know they probably shouldn't be there with all these really pissed off people coming through the gates. So maybe the TSA is just, the government is setting them up as the whipping boy. You know, forget about taxes, forget about foreclosure gate, forget about the fraud. And everything. Go beat up on the TSA. They're really icky people. You know, take out your anger on them and then leave us alone to go on robbing you guys blind. Maybe that's what's going on over there. Now, meanwhile, whoa, my goodness, we are being hacked again. So we're going to take a short break. I'm going to go over and look at the server and try and figure out just why it is that somebody doesn't like what we're talking about. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still trying to figure out somebody's playing games with our server. We seem to be getting some IPs blocked and working on the thing. But, you know, obviously, we're basically the front line in the war for truth. And sometimes we have to get in there and sort of deal with some of these issues here. All right. Now, over in Arizona, very interesting story. There's this religious edifice being built. And from the outside, it looks like a mosque. And it prompted the knucklehead, warmongering, ooh, we got to hate the Muslim crowd to protest the construction. We don't want a mosque in our neighborhood. We can't have those icky Muslims here. We should be blowing up Mecca and blah, 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 blah. Too bad. It's a Christian church that's being built there. You know, now they put a banner on it saying, look, idiots, this is a Christian church. We're not a mosque. Stop looking like idiots. You're making all Arizonans look bad. But that's exactly, you know, what's going on. There is a small segment of the population in the United States of America that are still hell-bent, literally, on convincing you that the Muslims are the bad people, and you've got to go over there, and you've got to kill them, and we should not allow freedom of religion in this country if it's those gosh darn Muslim-type people. And they're just desperate for anything they can find to use to push their agenda. And they saw this building, and it's got a dome in the middle, and they said, aha, must be a mosque! And they went ballistic, and they got embarrassed. It's not a mosque, it's a Christian church. Christians are allowed to have domes in their church. I've been to St. Peter's. There's a big dome on that one. Man, sometimes. Somebody once asked how I felt about evolution, and I said it's long overdue. All right, moving right. Oh, we got a caller from Sydney, Texas. Aloha, Sydney in Texas. Aloha, I'm sorry, I'm thinking Australia. Aloha, Sydney, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm concerned only about a small detail that you said, but it's pivotal. Mr. Ahmed Gailani was cleared of all but one of the charges, and that one charge is rather insignificant compared to the mountain of charges that were brought against him, but they have theoretically convicted him of destruction of public property, essentially conspiracy to destroy government buildings. And through a couple of news venues today on alternative radio, forgive me, I didn't take notes, but I do keep the radio on all day. Through Genesis Communications, I'm not sure which program, the word was that a federal threat had already come down that he was never going to leave prison alive, that they were not going to release him on this one charge, they were going to hold him. And in other words, this is not a done deal. The man's not free. And I'm more concerned about it than even you expressed, because not only was he criminally assaulted while he was held in Guantanamo, there's every reason to think he had absolutely nothing to do with anything, that he was merely a hanger-on, if he knew anyone at all. But beyond that, this becomes precedent-setting for U.S. citizens, because they held this trial, and they're going to stick to what the results were. They held that trial in a civil court in the mm-hmm. U.S. This looks to me like it's redolent with meaning for U.S. citizens.
Oh, and, I would absolutely agree.
But I did want you to know that as much as I enjoyed your extremely articulate and beautifully worded rant, it had a flaw. They convicted him on one point, and I can read
from... Okay, we got to take a break here. I'm sorry. We'll be right back.